Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil. I'm here with my best bud, Carl. Carl, how was your week off, bud?
Week off, fantastic. I watched some international football. Nothing too exciting there. I'm three quarters of the way through my sober October. If I get through that, then I'm going to go straight into No Nut November. And if I finish that and still haven't had all the fun sucked out of my life to my liking, God. Then I'll participate in Just Kill Yourself December.
Yeah, I was all the way with you till you said no, November. I'm definitely, I'm out, as Kramer would say.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tricky uphill battle, but I'm in it, baby. I'm in it.
Awesome. Well, we got an exciting episode for everyone today. We're gonna go through some exciting action in the Championship and Premier League, and we're also gonna go over next week's fixtures for both leagues. For those of you just joining us for the first time, the Relegators Podcast focuses on the promotion relegation system between the EFL Championship League and the Premier League. We look at the bottom tier of teams in the Premier League, wonder who's going to get relegated into the EFL Championship League next season. We also look at the top tier of teams in the EFL Championship and wonder who's going to make it. One of our most favorite games ever is the most expensive game in the world, where the winner of the final tournament in the EFL Championship makes it that very last spot into the Premier League. And Carl, I think that most expensive game in the world, I think that's the whole reason we kind of started this podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. The past couple of years especially, I've been really invested in it. The Luton Town Coventry one was the first one that I made a distinct decision to watch, because I wanted to see Luton in their shitty tiny stadium in the Premier League hosting teams like Man City. And yeah, I was hooked when I watched that one. And now I make a special mission to watch it every year and see who's going to get that windfall of cold, hard European cash.
Yeah, I just love the idea of the high class versus the low class, and you may call the EFL Championship the middle class, which it definitely is in English soccer. But when you look at the disparity in how much money a team gets between the Premier League and the EFL Championship League, it is night and day. And the idea that one game decides that for two teams is just like, it's so rich, I have to love it. Like, I just love the money involved. I love, you know, the idea of two owners in their box and they're just, you know, Scrooge McDuck, you know, hoping for the hundreds of millions of euros, you know, trying to get that. So yeah, I love that game.
It's so big. And another thing that I think really interests us with this is that there's nothing like it in American professional sports.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. Relegation. So the Browns could go 0-16 every year and their spot is safe in the NFL as long as they
crying shame.
With these added stakes, it really makes it a lot more exciting. And, you know, maybe someday it would happen in America. Probably not.
No, I think our corporate infrastructure is not allowed for that. It's all about the rich getting richer. There's no way a billionaire is going to lose money on their football team.
Nope, not at all. We'll never get to see it.
But let's get started this week. Carl, we had some great action in the Championship League. We're going to start Friday with Leeds versus Sheffield. Leeds takes this one 2-0. Pretty dominant the whole way, almost 50-50 on possession, but Leeds definitely had the better chances.
Yeah, do you know what this match is called?
I don't.
So this one is actually the Yorkshire Derby.
Yorkshire Derby. I'm putting that in my notes.
Yorkshire Derby, yes. And
Derby spelled Derby for the Americans.
So they would call the Kentucky Derby in England the Kentucky Derby, which sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me, but I'll play by their rules. You know, this is their sport. So if they want me to say Derby, I'll say Derby. But yeah, 2-0. I mean, it was 0-0 at halftime. So Sheffield United was hanging in there, and then Leeds finally broke through. just before the 70th minute. There was a pretty nice set piece goal off a corner, and they Leeds held it down pretty well. 13 shots to 5, 4 shots on target to 0. To 30 touches in the box for Leeds compared to 5 for Sheffield. So Leeds was in control, just kind of cruising, I think.
Yep, agreed. All right, next up we go to Cassam Stadium, Oxford United hosting West Brom. West Brom, one of our top tier teams that we are following in the EFL Championship. Really heavy favorite in this game. Get away with a 1-1 draw. Drop 2 points in this match. Oxford with a late 90 plus 2 minute goal from Dane Scarlett.
In goes the throw. Flicked on and in! Dane Scarlett with his first Oxford United goal to maybe salvage a share of the spoils in stoppage time.
Yeah, what a way to steal a point from a kind of higher end team at home for Oxford. That's got to feel really good. West Brom's been kind of struggling. They've been scuffling lately. I think
Yeah,
they've led.
our guy Major has not scored in a few weeks. It's a little concerning for me.
Yeah, he's a bum now. He's officially a
You're
bum.
done. We
Get
called
him.
him the most exciting player after like 6 weeks,
He's
and now you're
a
done.
yeah, send him to League Two. No, he'll get back on track. I got full faith in our boy Maja. But yeah, West Brom, I want to see them stick around. I don't want to lose them as one of our teams we're following because did you know what the West Brom's nickname is?
No, but they do have a bird on their shield, so I'm wondering if it's got something to do with that.
They do. And I don't know if this is like another name for the bird, but their team nickname, they are called the Baggies, which I absolutely love because it makes me think of cocaine. You know how much I love my cocaine.
Let's see, baggy. Well, it just says small or plastic bag, so thanks for that one.
So a bunch of
We'll have to do some
cokeheads.
homework and figure out what a baggie is.
Bunch of cokeheads in West Brom.
Yeah. Definitely went with your theory on it. First up on Google, baggy bird, West Brom. So it sounds
Bag.
like it's the name of the bird.
Yeah, that's much less exciting.
Yep. Like I said, a 90 plus 2 minute goal. Late giveaway for them. Very disappointing to drop the 2 points. That's what I wanted to say. Spoiler alert with losing a team, we will be dropping one of our teams at the end of this week.
Yeah, if and just to explain a little further, we follow basically the top five in the championship and around the bottom five or so. It's not set in stone, but around the bottom five in the Premier League. And as you know, as the season goes on, some teams will rise up, some teams will fall down. And if a team is not cutting the mustard or they're doing too good in the Premier League, then we stop following them for the time being. So just get used to that, and it's nothing personal for any fans of Middlesbrough. Or, excuse me, spoiler. But
How'd
it's
you
nothing
know?
personal. It's nothing personal.
How'd you know?
But yeah, just looking over the to get back to the Oxford West Brom, pretty even all the way down with the stats. So it makes good sense that this one wound up in a draw, even though it took a little bit of late magic.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's move on.
Awesome. Next game, we go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosted Bristol City. Middlesbrough, the favorite in this one, kind of dominated, but the scoreboard doesn't say that. 2-0 for Bristol City.
Yeah, I mean, 60 touches in the box to Middlesbrough compared to 15 for Bristol City, and they lose 2-0. That is painful. I keep saying that I think that Middlesbrough's better than their results have shown, but that's all that matters in the end. They're not gonna, when they look back on the season, people aren't gonna be saying, "Hey, that Middlesbrough, remember them? They could have been good. They could have been better than mediocre." No, it's gonna
Yeah,
be
they're
where do you
definitely
finish in the table?
underperforming. I'll definitely say that. They're definitely underperforming. 20 shots, only 2 on target. That kind of tells me that Bristol City blocked a bunch of them before they reached goal. It's hard to imagine 18 shots going wide of the net, but
Yeah, Middlesbrough had 8 shots blocked by Bristol City.
yeah.
So yeah, they were could be a kind of park in the bus and then counterattack situation for Bristol City. And if they played that way and they got a 2-0 result on the road, then they did fantastic.
Yeah, I think both of them were kind of breakaways, if I remember correctly. So,
Yeah. Nice job, Bristol City.
all right. Well, next match, we're gonna head to Hillsborough, where Sheffield Wednesday hosted Burnley. Burnley, a heavy favorite in this one. And uh-oh, Carl.
What do you got?
Oh, you called an upset alert last week. You called 2-1 Sheffield Wednesday. You put $50 straight up on Sheffield. And you lost it.
I told you not to write these things down. Told you that's not necessary. Like,
Hey,
we
you're
don't
the one
need
that published us, so now everything's out in the fucking
to. God, I never think before I make these decisions.
ether.
Damn you.
2-0 for Burnley, Jayden Anthony and Josh Brownhill with a couple goals. Burnley pretty much dominated this in all aspects, so not much of a surprise here from me, at least.
No, I mean, and it's apparent, and it's my fault. It's apparent why Sheffield Wednesday lost this match. I mean,
Because they played on Saturday.
because they played on Saturday. If this match was on a Wednesday, they win 2-1. I'm 50 imaginary bucks richer. Thanks for nothing, schedule makers. You're really making it hard for Sheffield Wednesday. Why don't they just change their name to Sheffield Saturday?
Well, I mean, oh, we're not going to be following them on any of the games. I was going to say we got some Wednesday fixtures coming up, but I don't know if they play on Wednesday or not.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't care.
Sheffield, oh, nope. Sheffield Wednesday play Tuesday. And that's another loss.
This is, geez, just can't catch a break.
Can't catch these fucking guys, man. They got
These,
a 1-7 shot.
oh God. Well, all right. Yeah, no, I don't have much else to add besides that bullshit that I just brought to the table. So, Burnley, a good win for them, a good win that a top team should do. Solid going on the road, one goal in each half. Yeah, cruise control.
I agree.
So, is that it? Do we have any more in the championship still?
One more. Sunday, we had Hull City at home hosting Sunderland. One goal in that match from Wilson Isidore. This one was pretty 50-50, but they did get the. I think it was a breakaway goal. I'm trying to remember. I
Yeah,
watched my
it was. It
highlights
was
too long ago.
a nice one. It was a nice one too. Yeah, he took that ball pretty far and then finished. Yeah, it was a breakaway.
Oh yes, I do remember that now. It was he just clipped it over the keeper.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yep.
they I mean, yeah, if you look at the stats for this one, even all the way, only 3 shots on target between the two teams.
Yeah.
So, Hull was probably hoping to escape with that draw and just couldn't quite hang on all the way. Sunderland got a goal and they're gonna, this is the kind of result you look back at the end of the season. And if they get one of the top two spots by a point or two, they're probably gonna think back to this game and be like, how do we get out of there with 3 points? And they should be pretty happy with that.
Yep. So, really good week of action in the EFL Championship. Standings of the teams that we are following week 10 or match 10, match day 10, as they say. Sunderland in first place, 22 points. Burnley in second place with 21 points. Leeds United in third, and Sheffield United, not to be confused with Sheffield Wednesday, in fourth. They're both at 19 points. Leeds in the lead, no pun intended, by a 3-goal differential. And in fifth place, West Brom Albion. And in ninth place, Middlesbrough. And as Carl alluded to earlier, we're going to be cutting Middlesbrough from our watch list at least until week 15, or excuse me, game day 15, or after we get 15 matches for most teams. For those of you who don't know, in further on in the season, the more some of these teams play in domestic tournaments, they might have to skip a week. They'll reschedule their match for a later day if they have too many games going on in 1 week. So, going in, later into the season, some of these teams might ha not exactly have the same amount of games played. Almost like in the NFL when after bye weeks,
Yep.
there's a game difference.
Yep. Good, very good insight. Dynamite drop in Monty.
Thank you.
And Middlesbrough, I mean, when you think about it, they're right where they should be. It's right in their name. They're
You're not
Middlesbrough.
lying. You're not lying. Ninth
They're
place, right in the middle.
perfect spot for them. That's where they're comfortable. That's their wheelhouse, their
That's their
sweet
home.
spot.
That's their home.
Yeah.
So,
All
yeah, we're going to
right.
drop Middlesbrough at least for like probably 5 weeks or so. So,
All right. Are we picking anyone up?
no, we picked up, who did we picked up Sheffield last week or the week
Nah, yes.
before. So that we had an extra team, so we're just going to get rid of them and we're going to stick right now. We have the 1 through 5 and I think that's a good place. And most of this should stay consistent from here on out. Probably fourth and fifth will drop down or up. But I think top three should be there for the further future. I don't know if
Yeah.
that's redundant, but
Let's
anyway,
travel light.
that's right. Yeah. We don't want to be studying the whole league. That's too many games, two
Yeah.
leagues. So.
Fair
All right,
play.
moving on. This coming week in the EFL Championship League, we're going to have two fixtures. We did this a few weeks ago with you folks. The EFL Championship League has more teams, 24, than the Premier League, 20. So they're going to have more games in the season. And therefore, some of these weeks, we're going to have like a double header almost. So we're going to be playing two games this week. Tuesday, Leeds United host Watford. Leeds favored in this. I think they should take this handily. Watford is decent, not great. What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, I'm always just about ready to be like Watford. They're the next team to jump in up here, and then right when they're about to do it, something they have a terrible performance, a bad result. I don't think they're up in the class of the
Okay,
top five
they're in
teams.
8th place right now, which isn't bad at all, but they have
No.
5 losses. Like, that is a bottom tier team if you've got 5 losses in the league
So
already.
what is it,
Like,
just all wins and losses? They have no.
yes, it's like get a draw, dude. Help yourself
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, just yeah, if you're tied, just go kick the ball in the corner and just hold on to it till the 90th minute
Yeah,
whistle blows.
take the point. Jesus. Yeah, they
Yeah.
are 5-1-5. Really dramatic.
Wow, yeah, very bipolar team.
And then that's going to be the only game on Tuesday that we follow. We go to Wednesday. Blackburn Rovers host West Brom. We followed Blackburn for a week and then they like lost two games. And
Yeah.
so we dropped them. West Brom, we are following currently in 5th place. I think this is probably like a 50-50 game. I think Blackburn is pretty good, even though their recent showings haven't been great. But West Brom, again, gave up that late goal last week. Still reeling, I think.
Yeah, the baggies are coming back
Your
still.
bag man.
The bag men are coming back. Josh Maja is gonna At halftime, he's gonna go in and find his baggie, and then he's gonna come out with his hair on fire and score a brace in the second half. I'm calling it.
Oh, okay, a second half brace. All right.
Yep. 2-0 baggies.
I won't get you on the hook for a 2-0, but I'll say Maja second half brace. For those of you not familiar with a brace, that's 2 goals in a game.
Brace is 2 goals.
Most
Hat
people are
trick is.
probably familiar with hat trick is 3, but yeah, brace not really common in American sports. No one really has calls a hockey 2-goal game a brace or anything
Maybe we
like
should start.
that. Baby steps, dude. We're just getting into relegators.
All right. Fair enough.
Next game, Luton Town hosts Sunderland. Sunderland, top of the standings. They should dominate.
Not so fast, my friend. I think Luton's gonna give him some trouble. I think a draw is in the cards for this one. Is
Luton
it at the
Town.
Stadium of Light?
Luton didn't. It is not in the Stadium of Light. It is in Kenilworth. It is on Kenilworth Road. In
Kenilworth.
Kenilworth Road or on Kenilworth Road?
I don't know. Maybe both.
Yeah.
Could be both. Either one. I mean, it's kind of like
In
a.
Kenilworth Road Stadium on Kenilworth Road.
Maybe you should ask Kenilworth Road what their preferred pronouns are.
They. Luton Town, one of the teams dominating Watford, who we just talked about, won 3-0 last week. So,
Yeah, I think Luton's gonna bounce. I draw. I'm saying draw.
cool. Next game, Hull City hosting Burnley. Again, Burnley, second place in the table, should take care of Hull City pretty easily. Hull City has been draw central for most of the season.
Yeah, I don't have too much faith in Hull City ever. I don't know why. I just don't like them.
I mean, they were in the Premier League maybe 5 or 6 years ago. It's been a minute, but they were
Yeah, and they
there for a
sucked.
second.
Yeah, they
Oh,
suck pretty bad. I know that they go by the name Tigers. Like they have an actual like mascot-y kind of nickname, the Hull City Tigers, which is very American. So, I should like them, but I just ugh. Ugh, there's enough tigers already in America.
Yeah, I
Clemson,
agree. Everybody's
LSU,
the fucking
Detroit.
Tigers.
Like too many tigers, man. I don't need get something to get your own thing. But I'm gonna go with Burnley on this one. I think they should take it pretty easily.
Awesome. All right. And the final game for the early games, or the midweek games, I should say. Middlesbrough, who we just dropped, hosts Sheffield United in one of our DraftKings games of the week. Middlesbrough favored in this game, plus 100, even money to win. Sheffield United, plus 255 to win, and a draw is plus 270. For draw no bet, again, that's you pick the winner, and if they draw, the bet is canceled. Middlesbrough minus 200 to win, Sheffield United plus 160.
So Sheffield United is the underdog?
Yes, big time.
Oh, how is it? Oh, wow. That's surprising to me. I don't know.
People have faith in Middlesbrough even though they aren't great this year.
You know who has faith in Middlesbrough? Stupid people. And you know what I am? A stupid person. Give me Middlesbrough, baby.
You want it straight up at plus 100, or you want minus 200 so you bet 100 and win 50?
Yeah, bet. Yeah, give me. Oh no, what's the draw no bet look like?
That's minus 200. That's the one I'm saying.
Yeah, give me that for 100.
Okay. I am going to go Sheffield on this one. Middlesbrough
Boom.
is at home. I think I'm gonna go Sheffield, but I'm gonna go draw no bet plus 160. And I'll
You're
do
just
$100.
you're only taking them because Gary Sheffield's your favorite baseball player.
I do not like Gary Sheffield. He was on the 97 Marlins.
He was. You remember that shit he did with the bat?
Oh yeah, the stupid, yeah, but I mean like Bonds kind of did that shit too, so.
Yeah, but it was dumb when Sheffield
He
did it.
stole it from Bonds. Everybody knows it.
Just want to be the right-handed Bonds.
Yeah. All right. We move on to the weekend fixtures where Bristol City hosts Leeds United. Leeds in third place before the two games. I think even on the road, they take Bristol City pretty easily.
I want to lean towards Leeds United as well. I mean, Bristol City, I can't do it. I'm gonna agree with you. Leeds United, they continue playing pretty well, and yeah, not this time. No upset special on this one for me.
All right, next game, Sheffield United host Stoke City, the Potters, your boys.
Oh man, it gets harder to fake enthusiasm for this team every week. But I'm gonna try my best. A draw is the best I can muster for hope for Stoke. 1-1. 1-1. Come on, Stoke. Show me something, for God's sake.
Stoke currently 15th in the table.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess that is considered the lower half mathematically.
Yeah, by a couple
So,
spots. I mean, you're in the middle.
yeah, that's probably where they're gonna wind up. I don't see them making a move up. I mean, hopefully the bottom doesn't fall out and then they're fighting for relegation. In all my decades of Stoke fanhood, I don't know if I could bear to watch them in League One.
In League One, you can barely watch them in Championship.
Yeah, no, I'd be having to read about it in the papers.
You'd have to get the Stoke paper delivered to you 3 days after the fact. They don't have the internet in Stoke. Once you go to League One, everybody's internet gets cut
Yeah, I mean that's what they deserve. Go back.
off.
I mean, they're the Potters, because I guess pottery is a big it's a big thing in Stoke, which is, if that place couldn't get any more boring, it just did. But go Potters, go Stoke till I die.
We also have Burnley hosting Queen's Park Ranger. Burnley again, top of the table, should take care of Queen's Park Ranger right now in the getting relegated as we speak. They're in the relegation zone.
Oh yeah, QPR is down at the second from bottom. They've lost four matches in a row. Yeah, not looking good for QPR. I mean, I think that's because they don't have a queen anymore. So I think that's probably why they're
It's
struggling
just
so
the
much.
park ranger.
Yeah, just change their name to the Park Rangers.
We also have West Brom Albion hosting Cardiff City at the Hawthorns this weekend. West Brom, they're kind of iffy. Cardiff had a big win last week. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Baggies, they're 1 point out of not being in the playoff zone. Norwich City, I think Norwich City is turning it on a bit. West Bromwich desperately, man, that was a really weird way to say all that. West Bromwich, it's kind of a tongue twister. Anyway, I'm just gonna say the Baggies for the rest of this.
Sounds good.
West Bromwich, you're done. Baggies, you're hot now. Baggies, I think the Baggies, this is gonna be their match where they turn it around. They're not gonna slip much further. So I'm going with the Baggies to hold serve.
Sounds good. I think, yeah, at home, I'm leaning with you. Yeah. I don't see a lot going on. Let's put it this way. It's going to be 1-0 unless Josh Maja scores, and then it's going to be like 3-1 and he's getting a brace.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. I love it when a player has just an amazing season and just out of nowhere becomes like a force to be reckoned with. So I'd love to see him keep scoring. So, and that'll give us something interesting to talk about. So let's go, Maja.
For sure. And final game of the week at the Stadium of Light, Sunderland hosts Oxford United.
Sunderland is back at the top of the table.
Oxford just came off that last minute tied, last minute draw.
Yeah, I mean, in Oxford's 10th in the table, but going into the Stadium of Light, as mentioned, my favorite stadium in the world. It should be the 10th wonder of the world, in my humble opinion. Yes, Sunderland's not going to let this one slip. They're going to send Oxford back home unhappy.
Yep, I think I'm with you on that one. All right, Carl, let's move on to the Premier League.
Yay.
We're going to start off with our Saturday matches, one of our DraftKings match of the week. Portman Road, Ipswich Town hosted Everton FC. Carl, you remember who you picked?
I'm pretty sure I picked Ipswich. The Tractor Boys.
Fuck me. And they went down 2-0 to Everton. Everton's got a couple games in a row, don't they?
Yeah, they're coming, they're back in action. I think they're just one of those teams when you throw dirt on them, they do that thing in the horror movies where the hand bursts out from the grave and it's like, oh, not dead yet.
The Undertaker,
Yeah,
raising out of the coffin.
exactly.
Yeah,
So yeah,
two
good for
wins in the
them.
last three, two, two, oh, two, one and oh, excuse me, two wins, one draw, and no losses in the last three. So they're definitely rising.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw any of this match or the highlights or anything, but both goals for Everton were results of absolutely horrific defending by Ipswich, giveaways in their own box, their own zone, and that's not the what you want to show to the home fans. And one of the goals by Everton was what you would consider to be top bins. Now,
Yeah.
Phil, do you know what top bins means?
I'm assuming that means top shelf, like in hockey, you hit the top.
Yes. So, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, top bins has just officially been added to the Oxford English Dictionary, and it is defined as a goal that is scored in either of the top corners of the goal. So, I guess imagine when you're practicing or like in the FIFA practice modes. Imagine where they have those bins up in the top corner that you got to kick the ball into. That's what scoring a top bins goal is. So those are always fun to see because they're usually rocket shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a. It was, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Top shelf in hockey terms kind of means more. You hit
The top of the net,
the
the
top,
underside.
the bottom part of the top of the net.
Yeah.
Like a
The
water bottle
ceiling.
shot.
The ceiling, not the roof.
Yes. Exactly. But yes, Carl, you are 100% right. My notes on this game were Ipswich turnover in the box, 17th minute. Ipswich can't clear, 40th minute, both led to goals. Yeah, it was shoddy defense that led to both goals for Ipswich Town.
And
Or
that's,
Everton scored the goals, excuse me, but Ipswich Town gave them up.
and that's the kind of loss that gets you relegated.
Yeah, Ipswich not looking good. On to our second DraftKings match of the week in the Premier League. We go to St. Mary's Stadium. Southampton takes on Leicester City. Carl, who'd you have in this one?
Leicester, I'm pretty sure.
You are correct. We both took Leicester City, and we were both almost dead wrong until
Yeah.
the second half. Leicester came up. Leicester's had some magic all season, but they came up with a little bit of Everton reverse magic, or maybe Southampton got the Everton curse and now it's on them to blow 2-0 leads in the second half. But three goals. I do want to talk about the Vardy penalty a little bit, Carl. Did you watch that at all?
Yeah, I have that in my notes. That was definitely, at first when I saw it, I didn't understand what they were reviewing.
Yeah, so they called it, the VAR got involved, and they red carded Fraser for Southampton. And the reason that they gave Leicester City the penalty, they called it a denial of an obvious goal opportunity. So what ended up happening is Fraser kicked Vardy's leg in the penalty box during live play, so that Vardy could not himself kick the ball, which is against the rules. And so that was a penalty awarded to Vardy and a red card awarded to Fraser, and he was sent off immediately.
And also, I believe he pulled on Vardy's jersey, holding him back as well. So I think the combination of that, and yeah, I didn't see it initially. I was confused, and then I saw a couple replays. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then yeah, that was an interesting call. I don't think I had seen it like that close to the
Yeah,
goal.
generally when you see that, it's usually the like goalkeeper going out because he knows he's about to get beat, so
Yeah.
he just tackles the striker or whoever is about to make the goal so that he just can't complete it, and he'll get awarded a red card for that as well usually. But yeah, this was a little different.
Yeah, usually, yeah, you see it on like a breakaway or something. Kind of
Yeah.
like in the NBA, for anyone who watches the NBA, a clear path foul.
Great analogy.
kind of same thing. I just wanted to say that on Southampton's bench, they have a player that is named Will Smallbone, which I just think is hilarious. I bet high school was a great time for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some research on Will Smallbone.
Yeah, he's now, I'm gonna get a jersey. I'm getting a kit, a Will Smallbone kit. Also,
Yeah, before we finish, go ahead, Carl.
yeah, also the first goal for Southampton was by a guy named Cameron Archer. And the coolest thing about that, Cameron Archer, do you want to know what his goal celebration is?
Did he do the shotgun pump?
He did the bow and arrow.
Oh, the bow and arrow. Okay.
If your name's Archer, I think you're
Oh,
legally
yes.
required to do that.
Okay. Yes, I gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. And then Archer did a dummy. Now, Phil, do you know what a dummy is?
I don't know what a dummy is.
So a dummy is when someone makes a pass and then a player pretends he's going to receive the pass, but then runs past it and leaves it for a player behind him to kick it.
Yes, Joe
And
Aribo in the 28th minute. I did see that. Yes, I do know what a dummy is. I did not know the right context. Sorry, but
yeah,
yes.
no, this is a learning journey for both of us.
Well, a couple other notes that I had that I wanted to get to. The Jamie Vardy penalty, what a smasher. Gosh, that thing was
Oh,
a rocket.
piss missile.
Oh my goodness gracious, that thing was struck so hard. And then the last goal for Jordan Ayew in the 90th plus 8th minute, the very end of the game, to win the 3 points, was off a corner set, and the Saints just fine blow that lead. At least we're gonna get a point, and then they end up with nothing, and Leicester walks away with three.
Yeah, Jordan Ayew, one of the Ayew brothers from Ghana that were a thorn in the United States side a few times. That's the type of match, especially with the way the season has gone for Southampton so far, where if you want to go try to watch some free soccer matches, you go out and you look in the trash bins outside the Southampton Stadium after the match, because the season ticket holders, they probably just chucked them right in. So you might get some free tickets.
Yeah, that's the old joke, right? I went to the Southampton game and somebody broke into my car and left me tickets.
I love that joke. Never gets old to me.
All right, we're moving on to Sunday. Wolves take on Man City, and it looked like the Wolves might do it. They score in the 7th minute. They're up 1-0, and they slowly just piss it away. And it was like the sands of time watching them slowly piss this game away.
Yeah, and they should have actually been up 2-0.
Yes.
They had a chance to go up 2-0.
He
Maybe it's a different
missed it
match.
completely.
Yeah, maybe it's a different match if they score that one and go up 2-0. Potentially not, but that would have
I
been
mean,
nice for them.
it might be, but I mean the notes I have, Gvardiol gets a goal in the 33rd minute, and then John Stones in the 90th plus 5 minute on their 18th corner of the game. They knock one in extra time to get the win. VAR would take a look at this. This was another interesting one, Carl. They look at Bernardo Silva for offside interference. So he was an offside player, but he did not touch the ball. Therefore, there's no offside there unless you are screening the keeper or you are doing something nefarious that would distract or get in the keeper's way from seeing the ball. But what he ended up doing was he just ducked completely. He was in an offside position, but just ducked completely when the shot was taken, and VAR looks at it, but they uphold the goal.
Yeah, and there's definitely some controversy that I've been reading from people on both sides. A lot of people think it should have still been called interference, but I mean, just to me, I think he did a good job of getting out of the way, and I think it was a pretty heady play by him.
Well,
And
definitely ducking. I don't think he was in direct line. I don't even think he was close to the line of the shot and the keeper. I think the
yeah.
keeper definitely had eyes on the ball the whole time, as far as the angle of the shot. So he wasn't in the way there. And then I think just getting down, you know, just getting down is like, not only are you out of the way, but you took the time to like just make sure you were not in the way. You weren't going to get in the ball's way. You know, you weren't going to touch the ball. You weren't going to get in the goalkeeper's line of vision. So I think it was a heady play.
Yeah, that genius. Because I think a lot of people would have froze in that situation, like thinking, "Oh, I'm stuck in no man's
Or
land." Like, I
tried
don't
to
know.
get skinny or something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, just I mean, it's like he's on fire. Stop, drop, and roll. That was smart. Yeah, all I have for this one is, oh, do you know what people from Wolverhampton call themselves or what they're called?
Okay, so they are the Wolverhampton Wolves, but they call themselves the Wanderers.
That's the soccer team. I'm talking about actual citizens that live in the town.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, what do they call themselves?
Wolf-Rooneyans.
Okay, you're
But
gonna have to explain that one to me.
I can't. It just doesn't make any damn sense. I looked it up and I saw that. I was like, oh, like Wolverhamptonites or something. It's gonna be nope, Wolf-Rooneyans. So I
Silver-Rooneans or Wolf-Rooneans?
Wolf-Rooneyans.
There's got to be some. I'll have to do some research on
Yeah, you have fun with that. I did enough.
that. Hold on. Wolf-Rooneans. All right. And finally, Monday Night Football.
Do, 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 do.
Carl, my Nottingham Forest hosted Crystal Palace. Oh, and we did it, Carl. We did it. We finally won a home game.
The home game sent the fans home happy. Yeah, what do you think about your boys? What how do you feel about that?
Well, it was a 50-50 game, and just to show you how much of a 50-50 game is, Carl, when I put my notes in, I just round on possession percentage. You know, if it's 22.3, I'm just going to go to 22. I had to go decimal on this one. Forest possession 50.3. Palace possession 49.7. Shots for each 20. Shots on target 6 for Forest, 7 for Palace. I mean, this was a real back and forth 50-50 games. 50-50 game, excuse me. Chances on both sides, well played. Times on both sides, poorly played defense on both sides at times. It was really two mirror images. It was an exciting game for a 1-0 game. Of course, I am biased on that because I was hooked the whole time.
Yeah, looking at these stats, it's crazy. It's like it reminds me of the Gore versus George W. Bush election back in 2000. It's like if only it could have won Florida. But yeah, just a real even match. I'm telling you, Crystal Palace, they're not that bad. They're gonna find a way to not get relegated. I feel it in my bones. I feel
Current
it in my
record 0-3-5.
Plums, Phil. And
Well, speaking
Nottingham
of feeling
Forest.
it in your plums, do you remember how much money you put on this one?
Too much.
It was only $50, but you still lost.
Did you put money on this
I
one?
put $100 on my boys and they took it home for me.
See, they say bet with your head, not with your heart, but that's not always true. Sometimes it works out. And then
You just, yeah, you keep betting with your plums because you think Palace is going to do something and they're not.
I should probably go to a doctor and get my plums checked out. There might be something wrong with them.
Doc, something's wrong with my plums.
What's wrong? I keep making terrible bets.
All right, let's take a look at the standings after, what are we? We're 8 games in the Premier League. Again, we follow the bottom tier in the Premier League. So we're going to start in 14th place, Leicester City, with that big come from behind victory. They're at 9 points. Next for us, Everton FC in 16th place with 8 points. Ipswich Town, just out of relegation reach, is 17th place with 4 points. Crystal Palace without a win, but Carl says they're due, 3 points in 18th place. Southampton in 19th, Wolverhampton Wolves in 20th. They both each only have 1 point, separated by one goal. So Those are our standings. Looking ahead to next week, first game, short week for Nottingham Forest, one of our DraftKings matches of the week. This might be our only one. Did we do a match of the week in championship? I don't think we
We
did.
did, we did.
Oh, yes, we did. We had one. So two DraftKings match of the week, two matches of the week, two. Oh, I'm not sure how to pluralize that. Anyway,
Matches of the week.
matches of the week, yeah.
Yeah.
Weeks? No. Anyway, Leicester City at King Power Stadium hosting Nottingham Forest on a short week, Monday to Friday game. Carl, you know I got my boys.
Well, that's great. So that means I can take Leicester and we can duke it out again.
Yeah, let's pull those odds up right
Well,
now and take a look at those.
you think you might?
Leicester plus 180 to win, Nottingham Forest plus 155. So Nottingham Forest, the favorites in this match, plus 230 to draw. Draw no bet. Leicester minus 105, Forest minus 125. So the vig is getting you both ways on those ones.
Oh, how much money do I have left, Phil? Do you know?
I do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We started out with 1,000, you're at 860.
Okay, I'm putting it all on Leicester. No, I'm just kidding. I do like Leicester though at home. I think they can win this one for sure. So why don't you give me 150 Leicester to win straight up?
Straight up. All right, Carl. 150 at plus 180.
Yeah, I might need to pace myself. It's a long season, but hopefully I win and get a little
You
money
didn't do too
back.
bad. You kept trying to do upset alerts every week, and I was trying to tell you you didn't have to do an upset alert every week. And so, yeah, maybe pacing yourself on those might be
Okay.
good for you.
All right. Thanks for the good advice there. I will take it into consideration.
All right, and I'll do my standard 100 bucks on Forest plus 155, baby.
Straight up.
Straight up. Yeah, no, I don't like the vig on that. Minus 125.
We know this is gonna be a draw. We both know it.
Well, I also have, you'll find out later
All
when we
right.
go over our standings. So, anyway, next match, Saturday, we open up with Brentford hosting Ipswich Town. Brentford, a slight, oh, no, not a slight favorite, a giant favorite in that one.
Yeah, I mean, as they should be. Ipswich Town hasn't shown that they can win. They can barely show that they can draw a match. And going down to London to face Brentford, I think Brentford's been playing decently. I mean, they're mid-table.
They've got three wins, but they're in 13th.
Yeah, I think I gotta go with Brentford on this one. What say you?
Yeah, I think Brentford. Ipswich has not been impressive at all. They got a couple draws that were. The draws were impressive as they were, because I do think, didn't they draw Man City or something like that? But
Someone.
not enough for me to have any faith in them. That's for sure.
Yeah, they gotta earn it.
Yeah, another one of our teams with no wins. Out of the teams we're following, four of them, no wins yet this season. So,
Yeah.
next up, Brighton hosting Wolverhampton Wolves, Wanderers, the Wolverunians, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Brighton hosting, Brighton, I've been really high on all season. I think they dominate this game.
Yeah, and Wolves lead the league in goals conceded. They're playing on the road again. I could definitely see like a 4-1 kind of thing for Brighton happening. So yeah, I'm going Brighton all the way.
Yep. We go to the Etihad Stadium where Man City hosts Southampton. Carl, how much time you want to spend on this one?
Ugh, Jesus. Well, Southampton. Yeah, what's that song they play at the army funerals on the bugle taps? Yeah, just get that ready for Southampton on their way out of the stadium. So it's probably not gonna be too pretty.
Yeah, I'm trying to find if I can see what kind of odds I can get on Haaland scoring at least one goal in this, and I'm not finding anything. So I'd like to get some odds on that, but it's not happening. Yeah, this is going to be a quick one. But I mean, we've said that before with some of these matches of the top tier teams versus the bottom tier, and we've had some surprises thus far. So who knows?
Yeah, you never know, but I mean, if it was Liverpool, I'd be more inclined to be like, yeah, something weird could happen. But Man City, every time I'm like, ooh, they, even with when they played Wolves last week, they got down 1-0, almost got down 2-0, but like you said, it
Yeah,
was
it
just,
had a late minute winner on that one, so.
yeah. But at home against Southampton, Southampton's really looking bad, so yeah, I'm gonna say it's not no chance for the Saints.
Yep, I'm with you. Final match of the week at Goodison Park. Everton FC hosts Fulham. Everton on a little bit of a roll. They've been playing well. Fulham is not bad. Currently 10th in the table. I think this is more of a draw range right here. I got a feeling we're gonna get a 1-1 draw here.
I hate to be boring and agree with you, but I agree with you. I feel like a draw is in the cards for this one. And I think Everton would be all right with that.
I think Fulham would probably be all right with that. Obviously, they'd like a win over a bottom table team, but I think going on the road, Everton, like I said, unbeaten in three, won two of those. They're playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, and Fulham is not been a real scoring juggernaut. They've scored 11 goals so far.
And given up 11, so they're right in the middle.
Yeah, they're a pretty average team, I'd say. But yeah, this is another chance for Everton to keep building momentum. So yeah, I think a draw though sounds right.
All right, that was great, Carl. Went through some exciting action. Look ahead to some exciting games. I'm really looking forward to it. Before we take off, we're going to go over our DraftKings scoreboard, see how we're each doing. Carl, last week you had one win and three losses. You are at $860. One win, one draw, four losses for the season. Carl, you want to know what I did?
Go ahead, lay it on me.
I went 3-0-0 last week.
Ah,
Oh yeah. I'm
disgusting.
at a whopping $1,400 for the season, 3-0-1 on the season, and I can't wait to take more of your money this week.
Oh, that makes me sick. But you know what? It's just 1 week, and I've got a lot of faith in my teams. Now you'll just have to remind me of what those teams are when we do this again next week. But rest assured, I have a lot of faith in
Oh, I'm counting on it.
And this is me during sober October. You should see me when I'm drinking.
Yeah. That's why we do have a missing episode, the one time we both had to get on hammered.
Yeah, I still tell people about that, and that's like the lost episode.
The Mr. Show lost episode that they sent out to space.
Yeah, we should definitely lose that one on purpose. We know it's good for us.
Well, it has been a great week, Carl. Really great episode. Look forward to getting this out. Thanks again for joining me. Say bye, Carl.
Hey y'all, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.